I'm author and athlete Brad Kearns. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life. Visit bradkearns.com for great resources on healthy eating, exercise, and lifestyle. And here we go with the show. Creatine is highly, highly effective as a muscle performance supplement. Now, it's always been the domain of the bodybuilders to be slamming creatine left and right, but now the research is emerging that this is a super important agent to supplement with throughout life because it's difficult to get adequate amounts in the diet. You have to eat about 2 pounds of meat every day to get a simple 5-gram supplement scoop of creatine to be considered optimal by many expert recommendations. And so when you just add a little creatine in supplement form to your daily diet, you're giving your muscles what they need to perform, recover, and be stronger and be more protective against the decline and breakdown caused by, let's say, hard training, but also living life and getting old. I'm pleased to present BRAD Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of 5-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy 3, get 1 free and make the super fuel a centerpiece of your daily routine. Here are some diet and supplement tips for natural testosterone optimization. What an important topic of interest for those of us males in the older age groups, but I also want the young players to listen up because the research that's coming out is quite disturbing. The mean level of serum testosterone for males in the age group of 15 to 39, the peak hormonal years of life, well, back in 2000, it was 605 nanograms per deciliter. That's the measurement scale for serum testosterone. That's the total amount of testosterone in the bloodstream. In 2000, it was 605. And in 2016, the most recent big research study, 450. So we are talking about overall, other research from around the world dating back to the 80s is observing a decline of around 1% per year in the average level of testosterone for males in countries around the world. It has been dropping at a rate of 1% per year since the 80s. So that's what, 40 years ago or so, we're talking about 40% lower. I'm not talking about the natural decline that an individual experiences throughout life. So your testosterone is lower at 40, 50, 60, and 70, of course, and you can mitigate some of that natural decline with healthy lifestyle habits. I'm talking about the average in society. So the young male in his prime today, averaging at 450 versus just 20 years ago, averaging at 605, and the numbers were higher back in the day of dad and grandpa. So we want to guard against this epidemic decline in a very important health status hormone. In fact, your testosterone level can be proxy for a lot of things, your general state of metabolic health, of course, physical fitness, performance, recovery potential, your ability to concentrate and pursue peak performance tasks of all kinds, not just physical. So my former podcast guest, Ashley Merriman, best-selling author, especially of the book Top Dog, which discusses testosterone in detail, her co-author Poe Bronson, talking about testosterone defined best as the, quote, social status hormone. So whatever activity you are pursuing peak performance in, it could be studying in school. They have great research from chess players showing that the grandmasters, the ones who win the tournaments, have a higher level of testosterone running through their bloodstream during a chess match, even though, of course, not very physical challenge. Testosterone boosts your performance in all manner of peak performance attributes, pursuits. Okay, so it's very, very important hormone. Why this epidemic decline across the globe in recent years? Well, researchers believe the main one is a decline in metabolic health. So the rise in obesity rates, of course, obesity, poor metabolic health is going to tank your male hormone levels. And consequently, the normal range for testosterone has been adjusted downward on account, and this is a quote from the governing bodies that determine such things as the normal range for your typical blood tests. They quote that the rise in global obesity has caused this adjustment of the scale of what's in the normal range. So 20 years ago, when the testosterone normal range was a low of 300, below that, you were considered hypotestosterone, hypogonadal, and a candidate for hormone replacement. Now it's gone down to 200. So it used to be 300 to 1200, and now it's something like 200 to 900. Just adjusting, lowering the bar on account of the rise in obesity rates. So obesity is a big one. And of course, diet being a huge driver of that. So our dietary choices, particularly the increased consumption of nutrient-deficient processed foods, especially those manufactured foods that promote systemic inflammation and the accumulation of visceral fat around the abdominal area. And this is a special kind of fat that has such profound metabolic properties that's considered a separate organ. It's defined as a distinct organ because it secretes these inflammatory substances into the bloodstream, such as another organ would do, right? The liver, the kidney, the visceral fat that you accumulate around your waistline secretes these agents called inflammatory cytokines, promoting the condition, the disastrous condition of systemic inflammation, which a lot of health experts believe represents the root cause of many, if not all, disease, is this inflammatory state in the body. So when you choose crappy foods that interfere with your ability to manufacture or process energy internally, and instead cause the inflammatory response, the addition of visceral fat around the midsection, what happens is you tank your testosterone levels to the extent that it begets the accumulation of more visceral fat. So fighting this battle against the spare tire as your number one lifelong battle for metabolic and hormonal health is going to be the major focus of all males, especially as they get into the higher age groups. And it seems so common that it's become a norm in society to see the ever-increasing spare tire as the males go into the older age groups, leaving their prime from whatever, supposedly 15 to 39. But nowadays, with the testosterone levels dropping, more males, even in their prime years, are adding this visceral fat, also adding regular body fat, subcutaneous fat. But it's especially important to focus on mitigating the accumulation of visceral fat so that you don't get more fat and continue to tank your hormones further. Also, experts believe that environmental toxins are a large driver of this epidemic decline in testosterone. You might have heard them called endocrine disruptors or environmental estrogen. So we have these estrogenic compounds in the environment at an increasing level. Of course, that includes air pollution and water pollution and things. But most importantly, the ones for you to focus on are the stuff you put in or on your body. So your skincare products, your cleaning products, your laundry detergent, as well as the stuff that you consume your food in. So having plastic touching your food or drink is a huge driver of your exposure to endocrine disruptors. So we want to get away from plastic water bottles, plastic food containers at all costs, and go with glass and stainless steel and things that won't give you small doses of these molecules found in plastic products that will disrupt your endocrine function. So that was a big one: obesity, diet, environmental toxins, and then finally inactivity. So if you are minimally active and succumbing to all these sedentary forces that we have, especially again with this increase in the problem, it's also paralleling the advent of the mobile device and the ability to be constantly entertained while at rest instead of needing to go out and do a workout or get some activity of any kind. So we're being less active, and these are all drivers. So how are we going to fight against this, guard against this? First, we want to optimize our diet. I'll do another show talking about exercise and lifestyle factors for natural testosterone optimization. But when it comes to diet, we want to emphasize a nutrient-dense, animal-based diet. And we're getting the optimal amounts of protein, especially as the centerpiece of your diet, to help promote muscle mass, help promote strength, vitality throughout life. Natural nutritious fats that are found in the well-chosen animal products, and also an appropriate level of carbohydrate intake, of natural nutritious carbohydrate intake, to support a healthy, active, energetic, hopefully athletic lifestyle. You can see everything on my Carnivore Scores food rankings chart that you can download for free at bradkearns.com, and the tiered ranking system of the most nutritious foods on earth, like organ meats, like grass-fed red meat, pasture-raised eggs, well-chosen fish, oily cold water fish, shellfish, and the true nutritious superfoods of the planet, and then the best choices in the plant food category, things that are nutritious and easy to digest, with fruit being the centerpiece there. So I've talked so much about diet on so many shows, but this will be integral to your hormonal health as well. And again, I said prioritizing protein as the key to maintaining functional muscle mass throughout life, which is how you age gracefully rather than succumb to the epidemic decline that is now seen as normal aging. So we have those dietary choices, and then we have the active physical lifestyle that supports the development and maintenance of lean muscle mass. And indeed, we do have a problem in the animal foods category with the industrialization of feedlot animals, and then you get an inferior nutritional profile. This is especially the case with foods like chicken, turkey, and pork, because those animals are raised in a highly objectionable manner, and their end product has an inferior nutritional and fatty acid profile due to the adverse diet of consuming a lot of corn and soy feed, being raised in cramped, filthy conditions, and so forth. And that's why red meat rises to the forefront as a dietary priority, because the cow and other ruminant animals can do a better job handling even not optimal diet. So when they consume that feed in the feedlot in the final months of their life, they can still deliver a more appropriate end product where the fatty acid profile is better, converting a lot of that stuff into saturated fat. So red meat is going to rank above a chicken and a lot of fish too, because we have objections about how fish are raised these days, over farming, and also polluted water. So a red meat diet is going to be a centerpiece for testosterone optimization as well as health. Now we get to a quick overview of supplements. And hey, I've been in this game for a long time. I've taken a bunch of different stuff. I'm continuing to experiment. Right now, I'm trying some new supplements thanks to my consultation relationship with Merrick Health. So I'm always fine-tuning and tweaking and looking for optimization. But I don't want to bring everyone into an extreme approach here, because it can get a little bit out of hand. There's an expense involved. A lot of times for me, it turns into a hassle. I have to buy so many things, reorder so many things. I'm not sure if they're working. Some of them are kind of expensive. And I want to have more of a streamlined strategy when it comes to supplements, and understanding the true significance of that word supplement as supplementing a healthy diet, healthy nutritional strategy. So when I promote my animal organ supplement, MOFO, male optimization formula with organs, I'm doing so assuming this is going to come on the foundation of a healthy diet. And if you can up your organ meat consumption game, of course, that's going to be the best way to get the incredible nutritional benefits of animal organs. But when that's a challenge sometimes, that's when you have the convenience of a supplement and a concentrated dose of the great nutritional profile. And in MOFO, we include freeze-dried testicle, prostate, heart, liver, and bone marrow from 100% grass-fed cattle from New Zealand. So it's a very pristine source of some of the most nutritious foods on earth. And in this compilation designed to naturally optimize testosterone production in your own body, you are getting the proteins, peptides, enzymes, cofactors, and molecular biodirectors that signal for testosterone production in your own body in a natural way. Again, it's not an override like a drug. So I highly recommend organ supplements in a different category as, for example, taking a vitamin or nutritional supplement that's been extracted and manufactured in a laboratory. This is really a food or a dietary boost because it's real food ingredients inside the capsules. So I'm going to put organ supplements on there, and I'm also going to put, you guessed it, whey protein and creatine, because these appear to be two of the most popular, the most well-researched, and the most important supplements to support muscle mass throughout life, recovery from exercise, hormonal health, immune health with all the cofactors that are present in whey protein. And it's a very convenient, high quality source of protein to supplement the protein that you're getting from wholesome, nutritious foods. Because indeed, to optimize protein every day, it's difficult to sit down and have those ideal meals where you're getting a great dose of pasture-raised eggs or grass-fed steak over and over again with great consistency every single day. It's a lot easier at times, especially when traveling, especially when busy, especially when you're not hungry, to just put a scoop of whey protein, mix it in water, or make an easy-to-digest smoothie, and you can kind of get an insurance policy that you are ingesting a very, very high quality and highly bioavailable source of protein. So in the BRAD product, we have grass-fed whey protein isolate. And that is important to distinguish there as the very highest quality protein that you can get on the planet. So you want to look for grass-fed, if at all possible. And then whey protein isolate would be the most pure and potent source of protein. Most products on the market, especially at a lower price point, are made with whey protein concentrate. And that purity there is typically in the range of 70 to 85% pure, with the remainder being lactose, which doesn't agree for a lot of people, and also milk fat left over in the scoop in the supplement. Whey protein isolate, by contrast, our product's about 95% pure, with the leftover being minerals, ash, and moisture. So it's almost entirely a very easy to digest, very potent source of protein. And I include creatine in the product, which has been the single most studied, most popular performance supplement for muscle strength, recovery, power for decades, due to the amazing amount of research validating that creatine is highly, highly effective as a muscle performance supplement. Now, it's always been the domain of the bodybuilders to be slamming creatine left and right, but now the research is emerging that this is a super important agent to supplement with throughout life, because it's difficult to get adequate amounts in the diet. You'd have to eat about 2 pounds of meat every day to get a simple 5-gram supplement scoop of creatine to be considered optimal by many expert recommendations. And so when you just add a little creatine in supplement form to your daily diet, you're giving your muscles what they need to perform, recover, and be stronger and be more protective against the decline and breakdown caused by, let's say, hard training, but also living life and getting old. And especially exciting emerging research is showing that creatine not only has that great effect on the muscles, but it has profound protective effects for your brain neurons. So it protects your brain neurons from the ravages and decline of aging. Creatine is the actual fuel source in the muscle cell to make ATP and perform, especially those explosive activities, are fueled by pure creatine phosphate in the muscle cell. So what you're doing is you're improving the overall hydration and nutrient assimilation in cells throughout your body, particularly important in the brain. So I'm recommending whey protein, I'm recommending creatine, I'm recommending animal organ supplements, and there's a bunch of other stuff that might make the list now and then. I'm experimenting, like I said, with a bunch of things that can do further optimization. I'm super happy with my relationship with Merrick Health. Merrickhealth.com/Brad Kearns will show you my particular path that I'm on with blood testing and consultation. And through the results of my own blood work, we're looking at different supplements that might help me. But rather than take you through those details, what I'm going to recommend is you get on some personal consultation yourself and see what you might be able to take to optimize. But again, we're way down here at the end of the show, and your priorities are hitting those big targets, like being more active and choosing wisely with your overall dietary patterns. So those are the dietary strategies to naturally optimize testosterone production for all ages. Download your cheat sheet, the Carnivore Scores food rankings chart at bradkearns.com, and that'll get you off and running. And also try out some MOFO. It's become very popular. You can find it on Amazon, Ancestral Supplements MOFO, or look at my own website. I have a link with much further detail about the benefits of animal organ supplementation. Thanks for listening, watching. I want to tell you about wildhealth.com. They're an online provider of comprehensive precision medicine and health consultation services. They offer DNA analysis, custom lab panels, extensive medical intake form with family history and lifestyle preferences, and regular online visits with a board-certified precision medicine physician and a health coach whom you can message anytime through their convenient app. Wild Health evaluates your data to determine what you need for nutrition, exercise, sleep, and supplements, and you can experiment, consult, and retest to get everything dialed in. You'll get a cutting-edge epigenetic test of DNA methylation to calculate your all-important biological age and have fun lowering your age over time instead of following the mainstream path to accelerated aging. It's time to strive for awesome instead of just normal. Did you realize that only 6.8% of Americans are deemed metabolically healthy and only 2% are declared optimal? That's disgraceful, but you can turn things around quickly. Please visit wildhealth.com and you will see that this is the absolute gold standard of personalized medicine, and it's available to you right now. Telemedicine available anywhere in the USA. Wild Health is generously extending BRAD podcast listeners 20% off the cost of membership. Just visit wildhealth.com/Brad or use the code BRAD20 at checkout to get 20% off and start taking control of your health today at wildhealth.com/Brad. Thank you for listening to the show. I love sharing the experience with you and greatly appreciate your support. Please email podcast@bradventures.com with feedback, suggestions, and questions for the Q&A shows. Subscribe to our email list at bradkearns.com for a weekly blast about the published episodes and a wonderful bi-monthly newsletter edition with informative articles and practical tips for all aspects of healthy living. You can also download several awesome free ebooks when you subscribe to the email list. And if you could go to the trouble to leave a 5 or 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to the shows, that would be super incredibly awesome. It helps raise the profile of the BRAD podcast and attract new listeners. And did you know that you can share a show with a friend or loved one by just hitting a few buttons in your player and firing off a text message? My awesome podcast player called Overcast allows you to actually record a soundbite excerpt from the episode you're listening to and fire it off with a quick text message. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And remember, be rad.